This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Back Nation here on The Fan. The Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line is open at 877-881-1053. Which team do you think Dak will play for in 2025? I would think the favorite would be New Orleans. You know, staying in the region, kind of going home, playing for the Saints. You look at Tampa, I guess his wife is from that area now. They have Baker Mayfield, though. I don't want to pay twice as much for just a little bit better. There's New York and New England, high-profile teams. There's both teams in New York, isn't there? Could Aaron Rodgers be done after this year? I think that's possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
The Raiders. I do think a sleeper is Miami. What if Tua has another bad injury? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it would be, I mean, because they just paid him, the idea that they could break the bank for Dak and then also continue to pay Tua for whatever they just gave him, which was quite a bit of money.
Is this the first year of the deal?
Yeah, they just signed it this offseason.
Okay. So that is going to take at least one more year to develop in a way. I mean, so, you also have to consider Kirk Cousins could be available in trade for a quarterback needy team if Penix plays well. You know, you have the, three college quarterbacks there with Carson Beck, Quinn Ewers, Shedeur Sanders. Is that what we're looking at for the first round?
For the most part, yeah.
So, barring any surprises. Until you dive in, you never know. I mean, Joe Burrow was the outside of the first round when this thing all started back in the day, and then all of a sudden he elevated himself to the first overall pick.
Who knows who could ball out here in the next couple of weeks and put themselves on the radar.
I remember Dane Brugler's list. He had his top 50 players preseason. Joe Burrow was number 50. And then he ended up
Things change. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think there's a handful of teams that you could make the argument. I mean, from the Tennessee Titans to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to the Pittsburgh Steelers to the New York Jets to the Seattle Seahawks to the Giants to the Saints to the Raiders to even the Rams. Who knows what the deal is with Stafford? I mean, his health could prevent – he might be done. I mean, that's a seriously up-in-the-air situation.
But the Seahawks, again, Geno Smith – half of the money that Dak is going to ask for. Comparable player, at least in the same ballpark. Him, Baker Mayfield, you know, with the Saints, Derek Carr, right? Like, how much better is Dak for what you're paying? I don't know. And then I think you also have to look at the fact that are you rebuilding around Dak? Or are you a team that has a really good roster that's ready to go to the playoffs and make noise and you need a quarterback? I don't think teams would rather have Dak than draft a quarterback and try their chances in the first round if they have a roster that still has a lot of holes on it. You're building long-term at that point.
Yeah, I do think there's some element of Dak with his age being what it is. Some teams could still make sort of the argument to themselves that, you know, we have Dak here for the next 5 years. So even if we're still trying to build up our roster here, we can shore up the most important position and then continue to fill over the course of the next few years. It's not like Brady's coming to you and you have to win this year, or it's Manning and you got to win this year or next year necessarily. But I am with you. I think in general, if you're a team going after Dak, you would want to be the kind of team that feels like, hey, about as quarterback away as you can be to at least being a playoff-type team, like the Raiders probably feel like they are. The Seahawks might feel that way.
I
mean,
if I was Dak, and you're saying he's not coming back to Dallas, right?
That's, yeah, or you could pick Dallas if you want. Okay. Just who's his team in 25?
I think the Cardinals could even be a team there.
I think it to me, I think Dallas is still in play here. The thing that I think to me, if I'm Dak Prescott, I go to Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
I go to Pittsburgh because you got coach stability, roster stability. The quarterback seems to be the one thing that they haven't kind of figured out. They evaluate running backs, or excuse me, they evaluate wide receivers pretty well there. It always seems like they have a second or third round wide receiver that shows up.
Yeah.
They've got a tight end. They'll work on their offensive line. The stability of that organization is for a quarterback, if you want to put somebody in a spot and say, okay, we're a quarterback away from being a lot better.
Yeah.
I think Pittsburgh is the perfect place for him to go.
Tough division in general, and you're playing outdoor cold environments, and that hasn't been necessarily something that has been good for Dak, so that would be something to consider. But there's no question the Steelers are right up there as a possibility.
If you're going to the most stable franchise there is, if he cares about the franchise, Pittsburgh is the way to go. If you don't care about the franchise, go to the Raiders.
I just think it's going to be a tougher needle to thread finding the team that wants him, that is in position to take advantage of him at this point in his career, and then wants to reset the market. Hmm. You know, the Steelers negotiate contracts historically pretty tough. And if you're Dak, you're like, okay, do I want to transplant up into the state of Philadelphia to play in that cold weather for similar money just to leave the Cowboys? I don't know. Going through the exercise, I think it actually walked me back to the idea of, you know, a lot of times we see players that assume the grass is greener. There's going to be exceptional demand. And then you and your agent go out there and look, and you end up, like, going back to the hometown team. Like, man, I thought there would be more demand out here, like a Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, but also, I mean, for as much as we look at Dak and say, like, we don't think after all that we've seen here that he can win a Super Bowl here, Dak could easily look at the Cowboys and say the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And say, like, okay, yes, there's plenty that comes along with being the Cowboys quarterback. Maybe he likes those things. Maybe he doesn't. But he's now been here at the end of this season for, what, 9 seasons? He could easily look at it and be like, am I going to win a Super Bowl here? Would I be better off at least trying it somewhere else, especially for an extra $5 to $10 million per year than what the Cowboys offering him?
Yeah, extra $10 million, like, I'm gone.
And I mean, how good are the Falcons? I mean, how really good are the Falcons? And they just looked at Kirk Cousins like, we're willing to give you, at that age, off that injury, $100 million guaranteed right now. You know, and nobody's looking at the Falcons like, oh, they're some, like, a Kirk Cousins away from doing anything. Yeah, they're a Kirk Cousins away from winning the worst division in football and winning at best a playoff game, but probably not even doing that. But they don't have that type of self-awareness. They look at it like, let's go spend $100 million guaranteed on Kirk Cousins. Plenty of teams will look at Dak Prescott and say to themselves, we can win a Super Bowl with him, or their expectations are even lower than that, and it's still like, hey, we're going to get to the playoffs with this guy. And they'll spend whatever on it. And a lot of teams are a Dak Prescott away from making the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah, and that's exciting if you haven't made it for a while.
Totally, you know? Yes. Raider Joe, my buddy who met us from Letters in Prison years ago in the nosebleed seats, diehard Raiders fan. He texts me every day he can't wait for Dak Prescott to be a Raider quarterback. He's like, dude, I would kill to win 10 games and maybe a playoff game every year. He's like, give me that for 5 to 10 years, and then maybe I'll be sick of it. But right now, he's not.
I mean, it's crazy. In the 90s, the Braves kept making the World Series, and the fans stopped showing up for, like, the divisional round playoffs. They'd be like, what fun is this? You know, we're just going to lose in the World Series. It's like what you get accustomed to is crazy.
Yeah.
And then if that gets taken away from you, you get a great amount of appreciation for it. It is a Manna Monday here coming up next week versus the Yankees, presented by Terramana Tequila, Rangers water drink special at the Terramana Terrace behind Section 134. And that'll be available when the gates open until the first pitch at 7:05. That's Monday with the Yanks in town. Of course, DeGrom next week. Dollar Dog Night on Wednesday versus the Yankees next week, presented by the Texas Chili Company. And tonight it's Corey Seager bobblehead night. Doors are about to open, so if you want to get your hands on one of those Seags bobbleheads, you better get to one of these doors real quick. There's quite a line out there. A lot of excitement, especially coming off that historic series that he had. All righty. Coming up next, Doug Farmer talking college football.
Yes.
Expressway, what you drinking, what you thinking. After that, it's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.